She is not giving up. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Republican Carrie Lake files suit to overturn her loss in the Arizona governor's race.
Her lawsuit claims there were thousands of illegal votes, that whistleblowers saw violations in the chain of custody of ballots, and that the woman who beat her, Arizona's Secretary of State and Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, was involved in government censorship. On Twitter, Hobbs called the lawsuit Lake's latest desperate attempt to undermine our democracy. The final vote tally showed Hobbs got about 17,000 more votes than Lake did.
Fox's Jill Nato. More political action out of Arizona as Senator Kyrsten Sinema switches from Democrat to independent.
Registering as an independent and showing up to work with the title of independent is a reflection of who I've always been. And it's a reflection of who Arizona is.
She told Politico, though, this does not mean she will caucus with Republicans, so this won't change the Senate makeup, essentially with 51 votes going to Democrats, as the body's other two independents caucus with the Democrats, too. Sinema caused heartburn in the party with her pushback against corporate tax increases during discussions over spending in Build Back Better legislation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An influential U.S. soccer journalist died this morning while covering a World Cup game in Qatar. Grant Wall collapsed during Argentina's quarterfinal win over the Netherlands and was rushed to the hospital. No word on the cause of death for the 49-year-old journalist. Milwaukee police and federal investigators are trying to figure out who shot and killed a U.S. mail carrier on the job last night and why. U.S. Postal Service says the 44-year-old victim, whose name has not been released, worked for the service for more than 18 years. He died at the scene. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The West Coast is preparing for a major storm this weekend, and a winter storm advisory is in effect from Washington State down to almost Fresno, California.
In the mountains, we're looking at anywhere from 2 to 5 feet of snow, above 5,000 feet in the Sierra, and around 1 to 3 feet of snow, locally up to 5 feet, above 3,500 feet in the Coastal Range and Shasta County mountains.
Meteorologist Chris Hentz with the National Weather Service. It's not just snow. The storm is going to bring lots of rain and strong gusting winds. A Hong Kong court sentenced pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai to nearly 6 years in prison today. He was convicted of fraud connected to lease violations, but critics claim the charges were aimed at crushing dissent in the city. More backlash about two former royal family members and their Netflix documentary.
Blowback continues against the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry docuseries, Harry and Meghan. First three episodes dropped Thursday. The couple determined to tell their full story were met with contradicting evidence, including the footage used in the documentary that was from different events. One picturing a paparazzi event was actually outed as being from a Harry Potter premiere. Many calling the docuseries self-serving and nothing more than an extended version of the Oprah interview. The couple said they left the royal family to seek privacy from the hounding of the press. However, since they landed in the States, they've been on a nonstop press tour. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actor Gary Friedkin, who played an Ewok in Star Wars Return of the Jedi, dies from complications of COVID. An online obituary says the actor died December 2nd in Youngstown, Ohio at the age of 70. Friedkin also had parts in the film Blade Runner and on episodes of TV's Happy Days. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.